Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
hallelujah. I won't go back to the way I used to be, for your presence, Heavenly Father, has changed me. Amen. Come on, church, give God our praise, glory, and honor. Amen. For change on today. Amen. If it had not been for the Lord on our side this day, where would we be? But we thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. That we slept last night the sleep of restoration, a new mercy, and new grace. That we didn't sleep the sleep of death. So we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for your mercy and your grace. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Sunday service. We want to welcome you, every guest. Amen. We want to welcome all today. We are the Gospel Public Ministries in Houston, Texas. I am Apostle Tawanika Manning.
Yes, and I'm Pastor Dorsey Manning. And we'd like to welcome every single one here to Sunday service this afternoon. You know, God is just so good. You know, he's just so awesome. You know, we thank God for every single opportunity that we have to be able to come to Sunday service, to be able to be in his presence, to be able to experience his goodness every single day of our life. So welcome every single one here to Sunday service. You could have been anywhere. Hallelujah. But we thank God for you being. We're so grateful that y'all have invited us into your homes. We thank God for y'all being here. Sunday service, every single one. If this is your first time here in Sunday service with us, we'd like to personally welcome you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we'd like to welcome you. If you would, please press 1. Let us know who you are, where you're from. Amen. In the name of Jesus. We want to pray for you. We want to pray with you. We welcome every single one that's here in Sunday service that is from Louisiana. Amen. We love y'all so much. Yeah. Every single one that's from New York. Hallelujah. We love y'all just as well. See, God sent believers from every single where. Yeah. From Atlanta. Amen. Welcome you. Right here with us here in Texas. Welcome, welcome, welcome. In Illinois, New Jersey. Yeah. Welcome, welcome. You know, we're just so happy. I mean, it's just a good thing to be in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Yeah. It's also a good thing for us to be in the presence of one another. Yeah. Of other believers, you know. I mean, I don't know what it is, you know, that you may have a testimony about, but that may be the very thing that I need to help me get through.
Yes.
Amen. You know, that's how good God is, that God lives in people. You know, God calls people from every single where, from the north, the south, east, and the west.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
And he calls us all here together. So we say this is the day that the Lord has made. And we shall rejoice, and be glad in it, because God is good, and he's more than worthy to be praised. Amen. So welcome again, every single body. Hallelujah. You know, we just want to acknowledge the presence of the Lord. You know, we want to acknowledge, you know, the Holy Spirit's presence, because if it had not been for God on our side, hallelujah, where would you be? Where would you be if it had not been for God on your side? If God had not been there for you yesterday, if he had not been there for you today, if God hadn't been there for you right here before you called in or before you went online streaming, where would you be? Amen. Amen. God is good. So we just want to welcome every single one here. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us enter into prayer. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you one more time, that you have allowed us to come together, hallelujah, on one accord in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Holy Spirit, hallelujah, that when you woke us up this morning, hallelujah, that you have already given us brand new life. You give us brand new day. You have shown us your glory. You have shown us your great salvation, just like you promised us. So we just want to say thank you. Thank you for watching over us all night long, hallelujah, as we slept, keeping us safe from dangers that we did not see, from sickness that try to come upon our bodies while we sleep at night. Hallelujah. We just want to say thank you that you are so good to us. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that when you spoke to us and got us to get up this morning, that you have divine appointments for us. Hallelujah. you have places that have already been designed for us to go to meet the right people. So we just want to say thank you. That right there in that place, that where you lead us, that is that place where you have to meet us right there in the name of Jesus. We do realize that we have to be in this world, hallelujah, but not of this world. And we acknowledge your presence. We acknowledge your power. We acknowledge your word that you have given to us, so much love that you give to us. So we just want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We thank you that you have blessed us in every single area of our lives. We thank you that you have blessed us in our homes, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you that you have blessed us in the workplace, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you that you have blessed us in our bodies right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. We decree and we declare that we belong to you and you belong to us. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, you have blessed us in the going out and blessed us in the coming in. In the mighty name of Jesus, we just want to say thank you. We thank you. We thank you for your word that you give to us. Because if it had not been for your word, if it had not been for your love, if it had not been for your provision that you have already made, where would we be? Probably dead. In a ditch somewhere. Gone out of our mind. Sick in our bodies. Full of disgust. Full of oppression. Depressed. Anger. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you did not allow it. For your words. Hallelujah. It builds us. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. It heals us in the name of Jesus. It sets us free. Hallelujah. So we just want to say thank you for your word. Your word is forever established in heaven. Hallelujah. So we shall establish your word right here on earth, right here in the land of the living. And we just want to say thank you. We thank you, Father God, that when you promise us that you will be with us even to the end of the world, you keep your promise. Amen. We do realize that we face things every single day. Hallelujah. But your word, this is what we enforce. This is that spiritual warfare that we use every single day. Because this is how we stand victorious. Hallelujah. And we thank you. We thank you that your word says in Ephesians 6 and 10, that be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. So we just want to say thank you, Lord, that we are strong in you, that your might that you give to us, hallelujah, your power that you give to us, hallelujah, your authority that you give, hallelujah, through Christ Jesus. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that no weapons formed against us shall prosper. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. Well, your word tells us, hallelujah, we trust and believe it in Isaiah 54, that great is the peace of my children, for they are taught of the Lord. You said, no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and any tongue that rises up against us in judgment, you shall condemn. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you. We thank you for being on the inside. For we do realize that today, hallelujah, we ask that you to move in on the inside, for you to clean us up. Hallelujah. Set us free. Hallelujah. And then just that. We confess that you are our God. And we ask for you to move on the inside. So you clean us up. You straighten us out. Hallelujah. Your blood, it flows through us like living water. It covers us. Hallelujah. It leads us. It guides us. In the mighty name of Jesus. So we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for being our God. Thank you for being on the inside. Because when people see us, hallelujah, they see you. For you said that we are the light of the world. Hallelujah. And we thank you for calling us your light. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have blessed us in our ministries. Hallelujah. Whether you are a teacher, whether you are a preacher or an evangelist, a pastor, on apostle. Hallelujah. Believers everywhere. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that it's all because of you. In the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we see other people, that we only shall preach the good news. We only shall tell them the gospel of your grace, the gospel of forgiveness, the gospel of truth. For this is our conversation. Hallelujah. Being a living witness of who you are. And we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for every single word that's already been preached this morning by your minister, Miss Learn. Thank you for your word that you have put into his heart. Hallelujah. Thank you for your word that you have already put in your mouth of your apostles. Hallelujah. Apostle Talbanika Manny, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for your word that's going to go forth on this afternoon by your pastor. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, we decree and we declare that we are with you, God. We decree and we declare that your word stands. Hallelujah. We decree and we declare that we stand on your word in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. You love us so much, so, so much. And you show us new goodness, new grace, and new mercy. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, that we stand with you in Psalms 91. Hallelujah. You are our refuge, and you are our fortress. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you've delivered us already. Thank you, Lord, that you have prospered us already. We do realize that there are dangers that are seen all around us. For your word says in Psalm 91 that 1,000 shall fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come near us. We shall be like a spectator, hallelujah, seeing it happen all around us, but it shall not come near us. For that's what you do for your children, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that believers everywhere, we have your authority. We have your power. So we can curse things, hallelujah. We can bless things, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. For what we say happen in this world. Because greater is he that is in me, greater is he that is in you, than he that is in the world. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. For we are not concerned about the things that go on in this world. We are concerned about what goes on in the church. Because that's what you have created us to be, hallelujah. To be your body, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. When there is a brother or a sister that may have went astray, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that the same love that you have in us, call that brother and that sister back to you.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That's how you love us, Father God. And we love one another just like that. For you told us to love our brothers, to love our sisters, to love our neighbors just as you have loved us. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for that love. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We take up your peace. Your peace that surpasses all understanding. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for that peace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We do realize that every single day of our life, Satan always trying to rob us of our identity. Hallelujah. He trying to rob us of our identity. But we thank you, Father God, that he cannot come near us. That he cannot touch this. Because we have on the whole armor of God. Every single day. We clothe ourselves. We arm ourselves with your word. And we thank you for it. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. Let every single word of our mouth and every meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. For you are our strength. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are our strength. Hallelujah. Anybody, when you find yourself in that place where you're feeling weak, Jesus, you are our strength. Hallelujah. You are our Redeemer. And we thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over us right now, over all that is concerning us right now. And we just want to say thank you. And all that went forth on this afternoon, that it is so. It is so. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for those that are sick in our bodies right now that we're fighting. We come against it right now with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, you are the great physician who promised us that you will not place none of these diseases upon us, oh God. You are our healer. We call upon you right now, Jehovah Rapha. You are our deliverer. You are our way maker. You are our promise keeper. You are our miracle worker, oh God. So, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you will work miracles, oh God, in the life of your children, oh God. Bring in healing, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, what the doctor said, there's no more that they can do. They don't have a cure for, oh God, but we come to you, oh God, today. Oh, Lord, plead in our cause in the name of Jesus Christ. Heal us, oh God, and we shall be healed. For your word said in Isaiah 53 and 5, that you were wounded for our transgression and bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with your stripes that we are healed. So we decree and declare healing this day, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you. Receive your healing today, church. If you're in need of a healing right now, hallelujah, as we come in a seat on this day, receive your healing by faith on today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we can have a faith of a woman with the issue of blood. She said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, would you have that kind of faith and stretch out today and believe that Jesus is able to heal you right where you are? I don't care how long you've been there. She was dealing with that same issue for 12 years. I want you to know today that you could be delivered from that issue and be healed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, because you have the resurrection power working on the inside. We ignite that power, activated by faith, to move through your body right now, bringing healing to your body, amen. Restoring every organ, every cell, every ligament, every muscle, every tissue right now, shedding every bone, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Over the color of all shining on the hair, we thank you, Lord God. We bless your holy name. Father, we declare and declare according to 3 John chapter 1 and 2, whatever I wish all things that may us watch and be in heaven, even as our soul prosper. In the name of Jesus Christ, may it be unto you this day. As you believe it, shall you so receive it. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father God, I know that you want your children to be healthy. I know that you want your children to be happy. I know that you want your children to be healed. I know that you want your children to prosper. I know that you want your children to succeed. I know that you want your children to walk in optimum health. I know that you want them to be healthy, to live without pain, to live without hurt, stress. Oh, we decree in the cross today that we are delivered, and that we're living in abundance, oh, blessed and favor, God. He'll deliver this set free right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree in the cross that it is so. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, receive it right now. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, we just want to say thank you, Lord.
Thank
you. We're at combined faith on this day. We thank you that every mountain has been moved, every seat has been parted, every sickness, disease, infirmity, affliction, virus, inflammation, pain, or ache that's been plaguing you or your family member right now. We declare and declare that you are healed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over you right now. In all the room that's in service on today, we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ has cleansed you, healed you, redeemed you, set you free, and now you walk in your newness. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Father God, we thank you once again for this day, for this is the day that you have made, that we receive right now by faith. And we will not keep it to ourselves. We will testify your goodness in the land of the living. That the one that do not believe will come to believe. Amen. But the ones that are lost will come this day. The ones that were led and led astray will come back to Christ. Jesus, we thank you. We fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail in the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. It is our prayer that you will come to believe and be saved in Jesus Christ's mighty name. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, by my mother, Cordova, Shadabah, as we enter in today for the preacher that's going to go forth, our pastor, Lord, say, man, and we know God has a word in his mouth. So we pray the pastor's strength on today. that he would decrease and that God would have all the increase in him, that all will be delivered, set free by the word, that breakthrough will come, amen, healing will come, with all that you're coming today to receive, that you will receive it and more, amen. Again, welcome everyone. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen. At this time, we're going to have a song selection by our very own Brother Joe Washington from New York, New York. Welcome, Brother Joe Washington. God bless you. Let God use you.
God bless you. I'm so good. I'm so glad to be with y'all again this afternoon. I know God is
amen.
A good God, you know, and I don't,
yes,
like
yes.
I said, I don't mind singing for God. I love singing for Jesus, and I love singing for the people. You know, this is a little song. I'm going to sing a couple of verses of this song. It's an old-time song.
Amen.
I was singing when somebody touched me. I was singing when somebody touched me. I was singing when somebody touched me. Said, I know it was Jesus. Said, I know, Lord, I know it was Jesus that really saved my soul. Shouting when somebody touched me, praising the Lord, shouting when somebody touched me. I was shouting when somebody touched me. Said, I know it was Jesus. Said, I know, Lord, I know it was Jesus that really saved my soul. I was praying when somebody touched me, down on my knees praying when somebody touched me. I was praying when somebody touched me. Said, I know it was Jesus. Said, I know, Lord, I know it was Jesus because he saved my soul. I was singing when somebody touched me, praising the Lord, singing when somebody touched me. I was praying when somebody touched me. Said, I know it was Jesus. Oh, I know it was Jesus because he saved my soul. I was praying when somebody touched me, down on my knees praying when somebody touched me. I was praying when somebody, oh Lordy, touched me. Said, I know it was Jesus. Touch me one Sunday morning. I know it was Jesus. Touch me with the finger of love. Fill me with the holy power. Early one Sunday morning, I know it was Jesus. He stepped out into my life. Whoa, he stepped out into my life. Said, I know it was Jesus because he saved my soul. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you, Brother Joe, for blessing us with this beautiful song. He said, I know it was Jesus. Hallelujah.
I know it was
somebody
Jesus.
Touched me. Amen. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
I definitely have been in that place. So I'm able to identify with this song. I know it was Jesus that touched me. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. God bless you.
Oh,
may God
you.
Keep you. You know, we appreciate you so much, you know, for blessing us, you know, in ministry, for blessing us, you know, with these beautiful songs. Some of these songs that, I mean, we look for these songs, but we just can't hear anybody sing them. So we thank God for you.
Thank you.
Thank
God
you.
Bless.
Right, God bless you. Amen.
Amen. We have a so-called Brother Joel, Minister.
Yeah.
Joel Washington. Amen. Minister Joel Washington. Minister of Music. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This time we're going to have our scripture reading, and then we'll have two songs, and we'll have a preach word from Pastor Manning. Scripture today is going to be coming out the book of Matthew, verses chapter 18, verse 1 through 6. That's Matthew chapter 18, verse 1 through 6. And I'll be reading from the New King James Version. The Bible says in the book of Matthew, chapter 18, 1 through 6, at that time the disciples came to Jesus saying, who then is greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Then Jesus called a little child to him, set him in the midst of them, and said, surely I say to you, unless you are converted and become as little children, you by no means will enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever receives one little child like this in my name receives me. Verse 6 says, whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were drowned in the depth of the sea. One more scripture here, you all, verse 7. Woe to the world because of offenses, for offenses must come, but woe to that man by whom the offense comes. What the Bible is saying, church, as Jesus speaking here, Jesus used the child to help his self-centered disciples get the point. We are not to be childish like the disciples arguing over petty issues, but rather childlike with humble and sincere hearts. The question is, are you being childlike or childish? When we look at verse 3 and 4, the disciples had become so preoccupied with the organization of Jesus' earthly kingdom that they had lost sight of its divine purpose. Instead of seeking a place of service, they sought positions of advantage. It is easy to lose our eternal perspective and compete for promotions or status in the church. It is difficult to identify with children weak and dependent upon with no status or influence. Children are trusting by nature. They trust adults, and through that trust, their capacity to trust God grows. God holds us as parents, those of us that are parents, and other adults who influence young children accountable for how they affect these little ones' ability to trust. Now, Jesus warned that anyone who turns little children away from faith will receive severe punishment. May God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word. It is my prayer that we all be the doers of the word of God. Amen. Glory to God. At this time, we're going to have our, we have a song selection here, and then we'll come back with the preach word from Pastor Dorsey Manning. Amen. So stay with us. Don't go anywhere. Be ready for the word. Grab your paper and your pen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God.
Let me hear the worshiper. Where's all of my praise? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Every praise
is to our God.
To our God. Matthew chapter 17. I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17. The Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus. And he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples. And your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him, and immediately the boy was cured.
Amen. Glory to God. Bring him to Jesus. And that's what Pastor Manning has tried to do here as he bring the word forth today, is to bring us to Jesus. Amen. I introduce to you all no other than my husband, a man who keeps his heart pure so he does not succumb to temptations of this world, a man who keeps his mind sharp. Amen. A man who has integrity. He's a hard worker. He's devoted himself to God. He never gives up. He's a man that takes care of his home first before he does anything else. A loving husband, a faithful husband, a giving husband. I introduce to you guys anointed God's prophet, your pastor, Pastor Dorsey Manning. Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 Thank you so much. I'm Apostle Tawanika Manning, my beautiful wife. I thank you for this such warm introduction. Amen. I thank every single one of you in Sunday service this afternoon. You know, I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful to be able to be in the presence of the Lord, to be in your presence, to be in your home. Amen. Amen. You know, I just thank God for this opportunity to be able to deliver the word, you know, his word, you know, what he has for us concerning our everyday lives.
Amen.
So let us, amen, let us pray. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for being with us. We thank you, Father God, for giving us your word, for us to live by. Amen. We thank you, Father God, that every single word that you speak to us, whether you speak it through me, whether you speak it through Apostle Tawanika, whether you speak it through any one of your members, any one of your bodies, that is for us to be able to experience you. So we thank you, Father God, for every word that you place inside of us already. We pray that you allow Scripture to interpret Scripture of itself. We pray that you be every single thought, every single emotion, every single direction that we have in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Unclean thoughts, unclean spirits. We bind you right now, and we rebuke you from this place. From this place right now. Hallelujah. By the power and the blood of Jesus. Amen. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. And everybody that do agree says amen, amen again.
Amen.
We thank God. Amen. We thank God for this season that we're in. You know, we're in a season. Let's not pretend if we're not in a season, especially at this time of year where a lot of demonic influence that already go on, but it's just people just go into that place of just glorifying wickedness and just celebrate all different types of God, all different types of things, just embrace spirits that just people see we're in that season. Amen. Amen. But we thank God for Jesus Christ. We thank God for his word. We thank God for every single one of you that have power and that have authority. So we bind principalities. So saying that, and I do have a message that comes from our Father today. This message that comes from our Father today will be applying the word of God, applying the word of God. You know, I'm not going to try to get too, you know, excited about this lesson. But if you get excited, you know, go ahead on and sing, go ahead on shout, go ahead on dance about it. But make sure, out of all things, that you do be able to get it, you be able to learn, you know, so you can know what to do when you don't know what to do. Applying the word of God. If you have your Bibles with you, I would like for you to go with me to the book of 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 15. We'll start with 15. You know, we'll lay some foundation out. We'll start right here with 15. And I'll read this from the New King James Version. I'll also read it from the NLT.
Amen.
Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 2. And verses 15 reads here. Amen. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman needing not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen. Before we move forward, let's read this out of the NLT. The NLT, let's read it. Work hard so that you can present yourself to God and receive his approval. Be a good worker, one who does not need to be ashamed, and who correctly explains the word of truth.
And
work hard at that. Understand, church, that we are to apply the word of God to every single situation, every single circumstance, every single thing that we face
on our day-to-day life, we should always make a reference to the Word of God. Why? Amen. Why? You know, the Word of God said, this is Apostle Paul. He's writing this letter to his young pastor, Timothy, and he's giving Timothy some instructions. So Paul is right here in the place of being a messenger, being a leader. You know, he's building the church. He's building the church. You know, we are the body of Christ. You know, we're all the church, and we should stay in that place of knowing the reason why God have called us out of darkness and have called us into the light. Amen.
Amen.
We should always be in that place of knowing what to do when we don't know what to do, knowing what to do when we let some things slip, you know, when we find ourselves slipping back to the old me or slipping back, you know, going to the old places and doing things how you used to do, hanging out, you know, places that you used to hang out. You know, we need to apply the Word of God because it is God who have delivered us out of that place.
Yes, Lord.
And have invited us into his kingdom, have given us Jesus Christ to be our Savior, to be our guide,
Amen.
To be our source, to be our all in all, our everything. You already
Yes, Lord.
Have everything. So right here when Apostle Paul write this letter here, you know, to Timothy saying, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman not needing to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You know, we have to ask ourselves, okay, so what is the word of truth? So what is the word of truth? What was Apostle Paul trying to convey over here to this young pastor? The same thing that the word of God is speaking to us. You know, what is the word of truth? The word of truth is Jesus had died for every single one of your sins. Hallelujah. That he was dead and buried, that he rose again from the dead. He was raised from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit, that he sits on the right hand of God, the Father Almighty, right now, living, not dead, but alive, making intercessions for you and I. See, the word of truth is the good news. And this is
Amen.
The gospel. This is the word that we stand on every single day. See, this is what we apply to our day-to-day life. This is what comes out of our mouth is the gospel. We should always be referring. Every single conversation you have, it should always refer to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What
yes,
I'm saying
yes.
is that apply the word of God. What I'm saying to you, church, is put God in it. See, I don't know what it is that you're facing right now, but I need to ask myself the question. I need to ask you the question. Have you put God in it? Have you applied the word of God to every single thing that you heard? Amen. Have you applied the word of God to every single thing that you're doing or every single thing? Have you applied the word of God? Amen. We are believers in the body of Christ. And we have to understand that the word of God has already been established. We have to understand that Jesus Christ stands victorious against Satan and against the plans of this world. And we too who are with him, we have the promises of God. But it's not just enough for us to have the promises of God. We should take the promises of God and apply them to our daily life. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
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 So that is the word of truth. This is the gospel, the good news of the death, the burial, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory.
And we are to be witnesses of the gospel. We should be witnesses of the good news. Amen.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Amen. How? How do we be witnesses of the good news? See, you have to receive. You have to believe and receive. You have to be baptized,
yeah.
You know, water, being baptized in the Holy Spirit. You have to put your mind, you know, in a place of thinking like God thinks by reading the Word of God. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
see,
Lord,
you have
amen.
To get yourself in that place to where after you have been saved, to get yourself in that place where you're being renewed. So you have been saved from darkness. You have been saved from sin. You have been saved from death. But it don't stop right there. See, you have to get in the Word of God. Put the Word of God in, as a priority in your life. That way when you come up against situations in your life, you know how to rightly divide the Word of truth. You know how to divide the Word up and be able to give it to your brothers. Divide the Word up and give it to your sister. When you see that your children are going astray, you have to know how to use the Word of God. You have to know how to apply the Word of God. Like the word, treat the Word of God like it is an ointment that you put on something. Treat the Word of God like it's a prescription when you take when something goes on. Treat the Word of God as if it's like the instruction to be able to make something or the instruction to be able to do something in your everyday life.
Amen.
Applying the Word of God. See, we need to understand that the Word of God is Jesus. Jesus is the Word. So when I say you would put on the Word of God, I mean put on Jesus every single day.
Yeah.
Every single time that you speak to me, or every single time that you speak to one another, make sure you got Jesus on. Amen.
Yeah.
And don't be afraid to use the name of Jesus. A workman not needing to be ashamed of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. See, how many times do we go in a place and then we get in that place and everything looks, you know, that's been said, everything's been done, look like it's going to a place where it's not favorable for us. Will you use the Word of God? Will you use Jesus? Will you speak life into every single situation? Will you call upon the name Jesus right then and there? Will you say Jesus when you have conversation with your neighbor? Will you talk about Jesus? Because there's a lot of things that we'll be talking about. People will talk about the news. They will talk about what happened at the grocery store. They will talk about what happened in the two or three neighbor's house down there. Will you use the Word of Jesus? Will you use the Word of God? Will you stand on what God have already placed on the inside of your believers? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Apply the Word of God. Don't just get the Word of God. Don't just be going through the motions. Don't just go through the motions of, oh, I know Scripture, or I know this, I know that. See, it's not enough just to know Scriptures. Even Satan knows Scripture. But hallelujah, it's for you to apply Scripture. To apply it to your daily life.
Help us, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Study to show yourself approved to who? Not to me.
Uh-uh.
See, it's not
on.
Enough for you. It don't do you any good just to shine so I can see you shine. Hallelujah. It don't do you any good just for your other brothers and sisters in Christ to see how much that you know. See, it's not enough for you to go around faking and shaking and trying to look like somebody. See, use the Word of God to be in that place for God to use you, see, now people, they won't see you. They'll see God in a situation. See, you might walk into a place when you've been in the Word of God. Mm-hmm. You've been studying that thing to show yourself approved unto God. Because God knew that you were going to be right there because your steps are already divinely guided. Hallelujah. When you're in that place and people will walk up to you. See, this didn't really happen to Apostle Tawanika and I. When you walk in that place and people say it's something about you. It's something that's on you. I need to come over here and talk to you. You look like that you've been in the presence of the Lord. Glory is all over you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I don't know where you came from, Apostle. I don't know where you came from, Pastor, but I thank you that you showed up because I was right there at the end of my rope. I was right there in that place where I was about to give up. So I was right there in that place where I was about to take my life. And I thank you for showing up right now. Study.
Amen.
To show yourself approved unto God so God can use you. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Apply.
Amen.
The word of God. Amen. Amen. Why do God want us to always be in that place of applying his word? Because we need to understand who God is. Amen.
Yes,
when you understand who God is, you can understand this question. Why does God always want us to apply the word? Let's go over to the word of God. So we let the word of God witness all of itself. Go over here with me.
Mm-hmm.
Proverbs. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Proverbs chapter 15. Proverbs chapter 15 and 3.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Proverbs chapter 15 and 3. It reads here, the eyes of the Lord are in every place,
mm-hmm.
beholding the evil and the good.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you know that God is everywhere? Don't you know that God is omnipresent, that he's omnipotent? His eyes are everywhere. His ears are open. See, God know where you're at right now. He know what you're doing right now. Hallelujah.
Right.
See, we need to understand who God is. Because when you understand who God is, hallelujah, you can understand who God has called you to be. Amen. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
I said, when you understand who God is, you can understand who God has called you to be. See, God has called you to be righteous. God has called you to be holy. God have called you to be justified, sanctified, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. God have called you to be his messenger. He have called you to be his ambassador. Jesus Christ have already done it and given his life as a sacrifice for you and me. God have called you to receive Jesus Christ on the inside. That way when you go somewhere, God can be able to use you. Amen.
Amen.
He's everywhere.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
The book of Revelation chapter 1 and 8, he says that I am the Alpha and the Omega. Well, don't you realize that every single body that are in Christ, don't you know that it's Jesus Christ? It is the Holy Spirit. It is the Alpha and the Omega that's operating on the inside of you. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Don't you realize?
Thank God.
Who God has called you to be.
Yes, Lord.
You apply the word of God.
Amen.
Over here in the book of John, it says that over the book of John 10, it says, in the beginning there was the word, and the word was God, and the word was with God. Well, don't you know that when you are in the word, don't you know that God have already had a plan for you in the beginning? Hallelujah. See, well, the plan for you in the beginning. See, we have made some mistakes, but God is so merciful and he's so gracious enough that he still have given us his word. He still have given us his love. He still have made a way for us to be right back where he is. Amen. Amen.
Yes,
that's the God that I know. That's the God that you know. That's the God that's on the inside. God wants you to apply his word.
Amen.
Let's go over here to Psalms 34. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Psalms 34. Psalms 34 and, amen, let's start here with 15. Psalms 34 and 15. This is a psalm of David when he was charged with the behavior before Abimelech, who had drove him away, and he was departed here. Let's see what this says over here. It says, Psalms 34 and 15 says, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. 16 says, the face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. 17 reads here, the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of their troubles.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord is nigh unto them that are of broken heart,
mm-hmm.
and say as be of a contrite spirit. 19 reads here, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord
uh-huh.
delivers them out of all of them.
Thank
How
you.
Many, amen. How many times do we hear our brothers or see our brothers and sisters going through some things? How many times that when we hear our brothers and sisters going through some things and see them, they are crying out, hallelujah. But see, they may be crying out in a place of worry. They may be crying out in a place of distress. They may be in a place to where darkness have overtaken them. See, the Bible tells us the strong bear the infirmities of the weak. And when they call you, because they know that you are in Christ, when they call
uh-huh.
you, do you know what to do? Do you know
uh-huh.
how to use the word of God? Will you apply
yes,
the word of God? Will you encourage them to get them back in that place of trusting God? To help
yes,
them to
Lord.
Get back up again when they got knocked down? Will
My
you
Lord.
Use the word of God? Hallelujah. When they cry
Amen.
Out. See, we know every single time that you cry out to the Lord, the scripture said that God is near. He hears the righteous when they cry out. And see,
yes,
when God
Lord.
Hears the righteous, he always going to send help. And we thank God for believers
Amen.
Everywhere that have the
yes,
word
Lord.
Of God, because God might
yes,
just
Lord.
Use you. Amen.
Yes,
we know that every
Amen.
Single time that something happened in this world, God used a body, whether he used
yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
Whether he used Elijah, whether he used Isaiah, whether he used Moses, whether he used
Jesus.
Timothy, or whoever God uses people. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
He uses people. See, there are many of us that are afflicted right now, and we
yes,
are in
Lord.
The body of Christ. But hallelujah.
Jesus.
We,
hallelujah.
As the body of Christ, shall apply the word
hallelujah.
Of God. We should use the word of God and not be in that place to, when you talk to me, I need to have something to give to you. Amen. See, I can try to
Amen.
Give you food. I can give you water. I can maybe even give you a little bit of money. But like Peter and John said at the gate of beautiful, silver and gold I do not have, but what I have to give to you in the name
Amen.
Of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
So that's what
Amen.
It is for us to have. Believers everywhere.
Yes, Lord.
When your brothers and your sisters, hallelujah, when they fall down in a pit, they need for you to have what it is that they may have forgotten. In the name of Jesus, can you cast out demons?
Jesus.
Hallelujah. In the name of
Amen.
Jesus, can you heal the
yes,
sick?
Lord.
In the name of
God.
Jesus, can you raise the dead? Hallelujah.
Jesus.
We can do all
Jesus.
Things through Christ who strengthens us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But you have to
Amen.
Get them on the inside. The
yes,
same
Lord.
Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives on
my
the inside
God.
Of you, my brother, and lives on the
yes,
inside
Lord.
Of you, my sister. So would you speak
yes,
life
Lord.
Into that dead situation when your children
my
have
God.
Gone astray? Hallelujah. Would you speak the word of God?
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When sickness has come upon your body and the doctor don't know what to do and you don't know what
Jesus.
To do and nobody else knows what to do, well, God knows what
Jesus.
To do. Because God has already healed your body already. He has already made a way through Christ Jesus. Will you go over there to your brothers and sisters? Hallelujah. Will you lay hands
Amen.
On them? Hallelujah. Would you anoint their body? Would you use spiritual warfare against every single plan of Satan? Would you be able to rebuke these things about them using the word of God? God wants
Jesus.
You to apply the word of God to every situation.
My God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Go with me over here to the book of John chapter 15.
Mm-hmm.
John chapter 15 verses. Let's start with here one. Jesus said, I am the vine and my father
mm-hmm.
is the husbandman. Amen.
Yes,
every branch that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit.
Uh-huh.
He says, now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Let's put a period right there. See, here is God. He's telling you who you are. He's telling you who you got. He's giving you his word. He have already made a way. He's telling you to be in that place of peace. He's telling you that you are the branches that come from him. Hallelujah. And he and God, hallelujah, will help in every single area. You will be a producer. God is calling you to be a producer. He's calling you to bear his fruit so you can start to produce his fruit. People can see God in you. Hallelujah. People can see God in you. And the way they see God in you is the word of God that produces this fruit. We're not to be bearers of bad fruit. We ought to be bearers of good fruit, because somebody going to need that what you got. Somebody going to need to know how to get into peace. Somebody going to need to know love when they never seen love before. Somebody going to need to know how to be healed. Somebody going to need to know that. See, these are the fruit. Hallelujah. Somebody going to need to know how to be patient. Somebody going to need to know how to be kind. Somebody going to need to know. And it's good for you to know Jesus. They may can't read the word of God right now, but they sure can read you. Produce the fruit of God. Let's read 4 in John 15 and 4 says, abide in me and I in you. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
How many are making that decision to abide in Christ Jesus? Hallelujah.
Yes,
how many are making that decision to apply the word of God? Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Quickly, quickly, let's go over here to Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5, what are you doing, Pastor? I'm doing just what God told me to do. I'm applying the word of God. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
In every single area of our life.
Yes,
Galatians chapter 5 and 1. Stand fast. Apostle Paul says here, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ have made us free, and be not entangled again with the yokes of bondage. Amen. 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 He says, be free, because you have the liberty to be free. You have the blood purchase right to be free. And once God has freed you, don't go back into that place with being unfree.
My Lord.
Hallelujah. She said, don't go back into the yokes of bondage. She don't go back to that place that when you was bound around the neck, when you was shackled, hallelujah, when you were sick, when you were broke down, when you were in darkness, God had freed you from that place. He did it with the word, his word. He did it through Christ Jesus.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Thank you,
God. God knew that you was going to face some unclean spirits of this world. He knew that you was going to face it. We'll read on a little bit. He knew that you would face the evilness of this world. Adultery, fornication, hallelujah, lasciviousness, wrath and strife, heresy, seduction, murderers and drunkenness. He knew that you would face whoremongers in this world. Hallelujah. God know every single thing that's about you. Omnipotent and omnipresent. Hallelujah. Will you apply the word of God right now to every situation? Last one, Ephesians 6 and 10. Say, be strong. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord, in the power of his might. Read 11. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. You may be able to stand against the tricks of the devil. But we don't wrestle against people. Amen. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood. But we fight against principalities and powers and against rulers of darkness of this world in spiritual wickedness or in high places. Do you need to have the word of God? because these devils have already been assigned to destroy you and to destroy everything that God has given you. Amen.
Amen.
Apply the word of God to every situation.
Yes, Lord.
This is necessary for your life.
Yes,
this is the simplest thing that you can do, but maybe the hardest thing that you ever try to do when you try to do it by yourself. God has called us to be united in one in spirit, one in body. This is the will of God concerning your life. Amen.
Yes,
by the word of God. And that thing, it got to go. In the name of Jesus.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
Father God, we thank you for every single word that you have given us. We thank you, Christ Jesus, that you have already laid out the way. You have already made a way for us to the kingdom.
Yes,
we thank you that you have saved us, that you have delivered us, and you have set us free.
Yes,
we thank you that you're written word, hallelujah, that we live by. Come out your word of grace. This is the new covenant that we live in. Through
yes,
you, Christ Jesus. We thank you that we can trust you. We thank you that we can stand faithful. Faithful.
My Lord.
Father Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We thank you
yes,
that every single thing that we have received now, we shall never let it go. Every single word we have received now, we shall never let it go. We plead the blood of Christ Jesus over us, over our home, over our ministry, over our finances, over our children, over our family members and friends, over our neighborhood. We plead the precious blood over our government, over authority. But we do realize that you have given up your spiritual authority. You have given up your power and your authority. Get the job done. We thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We plead your blood over us right now. And we say that it is so.
It is.
And it's in Jesus' name that we pray, and everybody that do agree says amen. There might be one today. Hallelujah. There might be one that have never received Christ into their life. Hallelujah. If you have never received Christ in your life, this is an invitation for you to come to Jesus. This is the first thing, the most important thing that you can ever do in your life is give your life over to Christ. Give your life to Christ.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. This is an issue of salvation. Anything else don't matter. No. Be saved first. Amen. Will you come today? Will you press one? If you have already been saved, you have already entered into the body of Christ, but you realize that your mouth, your heart, it lacks the word of God. This is a call for you. Will you press one? Apostle Powell and I, we love to pray for you. We love to use what God have already given us to you. We will apply the word of God. Prayer changes things, church. But do you believe in prayer? Do you have to come? If someone has something that's going on with them, an issue that's going on with them, family members, a friend, something that you want to bring to Christ, now is the time. Will you press one? You know what it is. You know what it is concerning. For every single thing that you have a concern for, God has an answer for. See, you have to come to God for the answer. Amen. Will you press one? Don't waste your time trying to figure it out. Neither do you try to go to the world and try to get an answer. Jesus Christ has already worked it out. He is the answer. Have to come. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Anyone that's looking for a church home, hallelujah. I pray that you come in the name of Jesus. Apostle Powell and I, we would love to be together. We would love be your pastor, to love you. Amen.
Amen.
There's no time and no distance in spirit. So wherever you are right now, whatever part of the world that you're in. We invite you in. Hallelujah.
Yes,
love
Lord.
On you. Supernatural lenses. Seeing how the Holy Spirit sees. Telling you like a CIE. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We just want to love you. Amen. Will you press one if you desire to be a part of us? Be with us. Amen. Thank God for every single one that did. On every single one that had a desire to come.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Give God all praise, glory, and honor. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Apply the word of God to every situation in your life, everything that's concerning you. Amen. At this time, we're going to receive our tithes and offerings at this time, so you can prepare those. If you have Cash App, give us a Cash App, your tithes and offering over to Pastor Chantel, that's Shantell. If you need another means in sending in your tithes and offering, give us a call on our direct number here in Houston, Texas, 832-725-8094. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, as we pay our tithes according to your word, in Malachi 3, we claim and ask you to fulfill the seven promises that you've given to us as a tithe. Heavenly Father, you know that we tithe and we ask you to revive us because we have obeyed you by paying our tithes according to Malachi 3 and 10. Heavenly Father, you have promises according to your word that heaven, hallelujah, heaven will pour out blessings on us that we will not have room enough to receive. So, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father,
thank
that you promised us in Malachi 3 that because of our tithes, that we will be prosperous. Heavenly Father, it says in your word in Malachi 3:11 that you will rebuke the devourer for us. So we ask you, Lord, to rebuke the devourer right now for our sake because of our obedience to you and paying our tithes. Heavenly Father, your word says that you promise to cripple and paralyze the enemy so he will not be able to come near us. Heavenly Father, we ask you not to let the enemy destroy the fruits of our ground according to Malachi 3:11. Heavenly Father, we ask you to prevent the enemy from touching our finest, the fruits of our ground, because of our obedience to you and paying our tithes and giving our offering, O God. Heavenly Father, we ask that our vine not cast its fruit before its time, according to your word in Malachi 3. Heavenly Father, we ask you to stop the enemy from touching and from coming near us, our family members and loved ones, our finest, our fruits and our grounds, because we are obedient to paying our tithes. Heavenly Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, that you would keep your promises, oh God, and we thank you for your promises that we can stand on it today in the name of Jesus Christ as we keep ours, oh Lord, our families and our families and our fruits and our grounds. We ask that you bless, oh God, with your seven promises, your seven blessings, oh God, for the tithe as it is written in Malachi 3. We ask you, Father God, right now, hallelujah, to fulfill it, amen, to fulfill, for the fulfillment of these seven blessings of a tithe according to John 16:23. Father, we have been obedient and paying our tithes, and we receive the blessings right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, cause all the nations to call us blessed because we are tithers in Jesus Christ's holy name. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you.
Amen.
All that you have given us today and all the purpose of heart to give. May God continue to bless you. May your cup run it over with the blessing of the Lord. May your well never run dry. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless
amen.
You. God keep you. Our announcements for today, October 17th, 2021, here at the Gospel Public Ministry with pastors, senior pastors, Pastor Dorsey Manning, Apostle Tawanika Manning. Mondays at 6 a.m., we have our intercessory prayer. You will call into our church number, 845-277-9213. That's every Monday morning at 6 a.m. Start your week off with us, your work week, at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time. At 845-277-92113, which is our church service number. In the month of October, you all, we are in our 31 days of prayer together, touching and agreeing, prayer for breakthrough in every situation in our lives. So join us at 6 p.m. every day at 6 p.m. for the entire month of October. The number to call is 520. Let me give you time to write it down, 520-525-8608. Again, that number is 520-525-8608. And that's the number that we're on for the entire month of October, where we're coming into agreement at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time each day. And I tell you, God is already moving. Breakthroughs are already coming. I mean, people are being blessed in so many ways in their health and their relationships, on their job and their finances and their marriages. God is really doing it. People are being delivered. God is really turning those things around. So join us and be a part of the miracle that God is working on that line. Amen. Hallelujah. Wednesday night, we have our Bible study at 7 p.m. We're calling on our church number here at 845-277-9213 number. 7 p.m. Central Standard Time is our Bible study. So make sure you join us on Wednesdays. We're looking for more of you to be in attendance on Wednesdays in our Bible study. We're learning so much, and we thank God for the word that's going forward in our Bible studies. On Saturday, we have our Saturday school lessons, you all. So we don't have Sunday school, but we have Saturday school at 12 noon Central Standard Time, and we're studying fasting for a breakthrough and deliverance. So join us on Saturday at 12 noon Central Standard Time here on our church line, 845-277-9213. And, of course, Sundays at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. we have our Sunday service. So join us at those times at 845-277-9213. Also, anyone that's celebrating their birthday this month of October, we want to wish you a happy birthday. Amen. Happy birthday to you and yours. I want to say happy birthday to my younger sister. She is celebrating her birthday. I believe she turned 34 today. Happy birthday to you, Misha. And I pray that God will continue to bless her, God, to keep her, strengthen her, and protect her in our house for all the days of her life. Amen. And anyone that's celebrating their wedding anniversary, we want to pray for you and pray with you. If you're here on the line today, press 1. We pray that God will continue to bless your union with love, peace, unity, joy, blessing, the favor from God. It is our prayer for you and yours. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank God for you. Hallelujah. Also, we have our up-and-coming event through the business that we have, our production company, Good Comedy. Amen. November the 20th, mark your calendar. The play is called Who Is That in the Confession Booth Again? You heard it right. Who Is That in the Confession Booth Again? That is November 20th, which is a Saturday night. Please come out and join us. Get your pre-sale tickets by calling us on our direct line at 832-725-8094. Again, God bless everyone. That concludes our announcements for today, October 17, 2021. Hallelujah. At this time, I'm going to release the pastor's blessing, and then Pastor Dorsey May will close us out with our benediction for today. We thank God for the word that went forward. Amen. Apply the word of God to your life. We here at the Gospel Public Ministries with Pastor Dorsey Manning and myself, Apostle Dominique Manning, Minister Lauren Green, and Evangelist Kimberly Redford. We thank God for you here today. We bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. Amen. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. We come together. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Pastor Manny.
Amen, amen. It's my prayer that everybody win. Because that's my prayer for every single one. You know, not just every single one that's, but every single body, you know, to win. And we're going to do that through Christ Jesus. We have to apply the word of God every single day. That's how we win. Applying the word of God every single day. Amen. Now, may the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, that which is well-pleasing in his sight. To Christ Jesus, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody do say amen and amen again. God bless every single one. Heart has been, has went forth. And I do pray that it take root inside of each and every one of you.
Yes,
Apostle Tony, we love you. Like, we love you so much. Like, so, so much. We never can love you as much as God loves you. Amen. Remember every single one. Satan has already been defeated. And Jesus is Lord. God bless you. May God keep you. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Oh,
thank you,
I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear that word.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streak, gold mansion. Just because of love's gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you ask him, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days. I'm terrible to leave, stop breathing, yeah.